Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing with Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. This is the second series and the fourth Shiur, and we've been discussing the machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Kriya L'Shalom is, if there's a possibility of war, in order to be mafkia from the Milchama, we want to make Shalom for the great value of Shalom, as opposed to the the Ramban. They hold that the reason we want to make Shalom is because if you can achieve the goals of war without actually having to wage the war, then do so. And we're discussing this at length. Again, this is the fourth Shir, and this will conclude B'siyata D'Shmaya, the second series on this halacha. Of course, afterwards, Yesh Lanu Baruch Hashem, Harbe Avodah, Me'aneget, Hamshich V'Lanatech V'Lavin Et Dvarei Rambam, Aval Sidra Hazot, Anachnu עומדים לסיימה בסייעתא דשמיא. לפי דברינו, אפשר לפרש גם דברי הרמב"ן. הרמב"ן הוכיח דין בקשת שלום בזין עממין. The Ramban proves that there's a din of asking shalom, of seeking out peace from the seven nations, from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to the to Sichon for coming to Eretz Yisrael and Eber Yarden, that they should make peace. And Sichon was of the Zion Amimin. As the Ramban explains in Parshas Shoftim, "V'zeh tamua me'od, v'kvar ikshaken alechem mishna kan, sh'arei etzil sichon lo hayta zo bakashat shalom demas v'avdus miparsha zu." So me'od kan b'parasha, katuv, that when you ask for shalom, you're also demanding mas and avdus, that they pay tribute and they work for you. So the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't ask for it. So ma pitom sh'ta mochiach mi sichon. שצריך לקרוא לשלום לשבע עממין, הרי שם זה היה בלי מס ועבדוס, הסימן שזה לא נובע מתוך הפרשה הזאת. כך הקשה בספר לחם משנה. ובעל כורחנו, אנחנו צריכים לומר, like the Ramban himself says in פרשס דבורים, in פרק בייס, פוסק חוף דלד, שישראל לא עמדו לכבוש עתה את ארצו. ואם כן, מה זו ראיה שכשעומדים לכבוש זין עממין, שיש בהם חיוב בקושס שלום. זאת אומרת, the Jewish people are not planning to capture the land right now. In other words, when's there a chiyuv bakoshes shalom? When you want to capture the land, when you want to wage war, so then you call out for peace. But here that wasn't the vort, they were just trying to pass through. They weren't coming to conquer the land. So what's the raya, according to the Ramban himself, that they weren't intending to capture the land? What's the raya that you want to capture when you want to capture the land of the seven nations, of the Canaanite nations, that there's a chiyuv bakos shalom, v'hu tmiya rabosi, das is a groisit tmiya, zo kushiya otzmatit. As lefi dvarenu nira kach, sheze pashut lo l'Ramban, shegerer ha-mitzvus esei, hikana l'shitosei. In other words, it's pashut to the Ramban that the gather of this mitzvah is, as we explain, the shitasa. That what's the shitasa Ramban? Shein inyan b'milchama kishe'efshir b'lo milchama. That there's no inyan to wage war when you can manage without war. If you can avert the war by achieving the war goals without actually having to wage the war, then there's no inyan of going to war. Umehaytayma. Ain tam shelo tehei mitzvah zo gam zayin amimin. And therefore, for this reason, there is no reason that this mitzvah should also not apply to the seven nations. Why not? If you can avoid the war, you can achieve the goals of war without actually having to wage the war, then do so. V'meina b'zayin amin, ein zeh l'mishum sh'asur l'drosh lam l'shalom. And if it doesn't apply, if this mitzvah of kriya l'shalom doesn't apply to the seven nations, what would be the rationale? The rationale would have to be that you're not allowed to seek out their peace. Like we have in Isser v'yamin and Moav, lo sidur shalom tavasim kol ayamim, that we've discussed at length elsewhere, that you're not allowed to seek out their peace, as achshav ato davar, nitan lomar gam kan. Kesher la shiva amimin. that the only reason you can explain the rationale would be that there's no mitzvah of Kriya L'Shalom by the Sheva Amamin of Kriya L'Shalom is because there's an Issel Lidrosh L'Shalom like we have by Amon and Moab. And since it's impossible, it's Aser, to be Doresh B'Shleimam, so Bal Korchenu, so willy-nilly, perforce, we have to wage war. And on that, HaRamban, Hikshat Tov Me'od. Dimkein, Mi Yitir L'Moshe B'Kosheh Shalom M'Sichon. Then what's the heter now of Bakasha Shalom, if there's an Isser of Bakasha Shalom? So who is Matir for Moshe Bakasha Shalom? It must be, the only explanation would be that for not seeking out peace from the Zion Amim, it would be that it's Usser to seek out their peace. Lo Sidro Shalom V'Tovasim, like we have in Ammon and Moab. So it must be that you're allowed to seek out their peace. And if so, Ein Shum Tam L'Ramban L'Shitaso, that the mitzvah is not also going to be with the Zion Amimin. So that's why the Ramban can prove L'Shitaso, that the Zion Amimin, there's a mitzvah to call out for peace. Because who is Matir Moshe to call out for peace to Sicha? The only Yisr would be because the Lo Sidro Shalom Tavasim, but he did it. So it must be that even by the Zion Amen, there's also a mitzvah, the Kriya L'Shalom. But the Rambam would agree that Sichon is different, even L'Shitaso, because they weren't coming here to wage war. So this isn't a classic case of the capturing the Zion Amen. So that's true, but it is a raya that in general you're allowed to seek out their peace, this piece of the Shiva Amamin. Because if it were Usir, then we wouldn't be allowed to seek out the piece of Sichon. So you're right, Sichon is different, because they weren't planning to capture Sichon anyway. And there's also no Mas and Avdus here. So you're right, it isn't a classical case, so Sichon is different, but it's still a raya that there's no... that the mitzvah applies to Shiva Amamin. Because what's the whole mitzvah? The mitzvah is you can achieve the goals of war without having to wage war, do so. So why shouldn't it apply to Shiva? And the only reason it wouldn't apply is because it's an Isra of Lo Shidro Shalom Tovasim. But you see from the fact that Moshe was Dorei Shalom, the Isra doesn't apply. So Mele Zeraya, that there's a mitzvah to be Dorei Shalom, to seek out the peace of the seven nations. So that is explains Shitas HaRamban, Bituf Tam V'Das Baruch Hashem. God is so good to me, I can't even tell you. Okay, and Kamuvan, Rabbi Isai, אני צריך להבהיר בהבהרה שלא משתמעת לשתי פנים. That this is not me, this is just me trying to be convey the Torah of Moreno ורבנו, the Rosh Yeshiva, זכר צדיק לברוך לשמוע וזכרות אבס נפש. אבל בוודאי שאת אחוז מהקרדיט שאני מקבל, זה שואף לאפס או פחות מזה. ובעיקר מה שנתבהר במחלוקת הרמב"ן ושאר ראשונים, יש הערה פה, וזה הערה לסיום, שמדברי הבראשית רבה, בפרק צד יחת, באות יוד זין, בפרשת צד יחת, אות יוד זין, בבראשית רבה, זה תמיד תענוג ללמוד את המדרשים. במה שכתוב ביששכר, כתוב ביששכר, ויהי למס עובד, פסוק מפורסם, בפרשת ויחי. אז במדרש כתוב שמדובר על חלקו של יששכר בארץ ישראל לגבי הכנענים שבה. אז יש מחלוקת in the Medrash about the חלק of יששכר in ארץ ישראל vis-a-vis the כנענים. That one man the Amar holds שכל השבטים השאירו יסרוס. What does it mean, השאירו יסרוס? It means all the שבטים left part of the land that they didn't conquer. ושבטוי של יששכר Lo hiniach yiseirois, and the Sheir of Yisachar did not leave a part that they didn't capture. That's one Mandi Amar. And the other Mandi Amar holds that even the Sheir of Yisachar left a part that they didn't capture, but Balyu Bali Misim, that they collected a tribute from them, a tax from them. In other words, Lekule Alma Yisachar Kavash Kol Chelko, Ela Shelafia Tanakama, Kibush Enuela Kibush Mamash. ויידך מאן דאמר, מס עובד גם כן ככיבושו. So לכולי עלמא, יששכר captured their whole portion. Just according to the Maan D'Omer, according to the Tanakama, so kibush means mamish kibush, that they mamish captured and they left none of the nations on their portion in Eretz Yisrael. And according to the other Maan D'Omer, mas oived, being paying the tribute, is also a form of kibush. Ein bezev Yerushalmi, perek beis didmai, behalacha beis. Ashuv, zeh machloket po, lefi Tanakama kibush, the mamash kibush. ולפי המנדמר השני, מס עובד זה גם כן סוג של כיבוש. ולפי דברינו, ככה, לדעת החינוך מוכרח כי אידך מנדי אמר, שראה לדעתו מס ועבדות היא אותה תוצאה של מלחמה, שמשום כך שוב אין עניין במלחמה. ומלחמה היינו כיבוש. So according to the Chinuch, it must be like the other Maan D'Omer, because according to Mas and Abdus, is the same outcome as Milchama. And therefore there's no inyan of Milchama. Milchama is kibush. So Mas and Abdus is also kibush. So according to the Chinuch, the point of making peace is achieving the goals of war without actually having to wage the war. And what are those goals? Well, mas v'avdus. Milchama is kibush, and included in the goal of the milchama is also mas v'avdus. That's also part of the kibush. So therefore, that would stem with the Maan D'Omer that there was a mas oved, because that's achieving the goals of war without actually having to wage the war. So that would be mas v'avdus also. And that's what they did. If you can get them to pay the mass for Abdus, then why not do that instead of waging war? So that's according to the Chinuch, that they achieved the goals of war without having to wage the war. And one of the goals of war is mass and Abdus. And Mimela, that's the opinion of the Maan D'Omer, that holds that hiniach yaseros el sheyo bali misim. However, mashenken ledas haRambam ein mizeh reach, because the din of shalom is mafkia din milchama. The point of the shalom is that there should be no war, because there's an absolute value of peace. It's an absolute value of peace, and that's the opposite of war, the other side of the coin of war, and not to achieve the goal of war without war. Now, this mas oved is an additional din, right? We saw according to the Rambam that Mas Oved is an additional din. There's one din of Shalom, and then there's also Mas Oved. And so if they're just a Mas Oved, then that's not considered an absolute kibush. In other words, what the Medrash is saying, as we said before, is that L'kule Alma, Yisachar was Kovish Kol Chelko. And just the Machlokas is how he did it. Was he Kovish Kol Chelko by Mamish being Kovish Kol Chelko, by capturing the entire Chelek, or by leaving them there and having them Lamas V'Avdus? So the Chinuch can say it's leaving there and having them lamas v'avdus, and that's considered capturing. However, according to the Rambam, you can't say that, because according to the Rambam, the achieving the goal of war without actually having to wage the war is not the idea of shalom. And mas oved, the fact that they're working, is an additional din on top of the shalom. They're also mas oved. But we're saying in the Medrash here that they captured the entire portion. So if they captured, it must be capturing it mamish. Because if they left them there, that's not called kibush. The Medrash is saying that they made a kibush. So according to the Rambam, the only definition of kibush is that they're actually kovish. So it must be they left nobody there. So the Rambam would hold like the Tanakhama. So according to the Rambam, kibush is kibush. They actually conquered it. Mas v'avdus is a different din. That's on top of that, something else. After you make shalom, in addition to the shalom, you also have the mas v'avdus, but that's not called capturing it. The Medrash is saying they captured it. So according to the Rambam, capturing is kipshuta. But according to the Sefer HaChinuch, what's the idea of capturing? Capturing is waging war. But as far as the Chinuch is concerned, achieving the goals of war is a substitute for war. It's also a type of kibush. Mas va'avdus is also a type of kibush. So he holds, like the other man, the Amar, that they were the mas va'avdus. But according to the Rambam, either there's shalom or there's milchama. And here it doesn't say that there was shalom. Here it says that there was kibush. So the only kibush is a proper kibush, not mas and avdus, which is a separate din. And it's not achieving the goals of war without having to wage the war. Then you can say that the mas avdus is part of the kibush. But according to the Rambam, it's either going to be war or it's going to be shalom. And here it wasn't shalom. It was actual kibush. So if it was kibush, it's kibush kipshuto. And not that they were left there for mas avdus. So that would be the two deus in the Medrash. My Rabbi Yisai, Hadvar Mamukim Me'al, Baruch Hashem. And in the next year, B'linad B'siyata D'Shmaya, in this series, we will go to series 3 and talk about the Avdus, what this meaning of Avdus is, Siyam Achlokas, Rambam, Ramban, Asharas, Rabbi Eliyahu Azaka, and a lot of very interesting Divrei Torah. So please stay tuned, Rabbi Yisai. And I thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. This is amazing. Really, really amazing. Shalom, shalom.